Hello everyone, and welcome to the first of our speaker-specific Nomos updates. We have three speakers to go to, and maybe a couple of surprise people. Do stay tuned for that. But the first of them we have this week is Alexander Adams, he was one of our handpicked speakers. To those who were not familiar with the process, we won't be having the community speakers we did last time. We have found some people that we do quite like, and we would quite like to speak. And thankfully, they've said yes. So there's no submissions process this time. I know quite a few people did ask about that. They might be at some in the future. We're not quite sure yet. Tickets still are on sale to Shill, and they probably won't be sold out by the time this goes up. We're recording this on the Monday. This will be on the Saturday. We have about 60 tickets left, I think. Although they will go fast at some point. Like I said off air, the last lot did kind of disappear within a week at one point. So do buy them if you are holding off. I know if there's a few people out there who are umming and ahhing about it. But yes, hello, Alexander.
Hi, Scrump. Good to be with you.
Yes, it's good to have you on. I know I got you to write a little thing which will be on your feature page here, but do you want to just give people a little introduction if they're not sure who you are?
I'm Alexander Adams. I'm an author, critic, artist, and poet. Not necessarily in those orders. I think being in this line of work, you have to be able to shift quite quickly between different modes. So, I've written quite widely for outlets such as The Critic, Spiked Online, RT, so that's the website of Russia Today. Also for Bornbrook magazine. I know that Esty Wickett, who is of Bornbrook magazine, will be speaking at the event. So it'll be
Yes.
great for it'll be great for me to meet him for the first time, although we've had a couple of discussions already.
I've had that experience as well. Although a lot of the people I've collaborated with who I've not met yet have been in the US. I have thankfully managed to meet a lot of the people I've done stuff with in the past personally, but it's always nice to do that. And that's kind of one of the selling points, really. A lot of people said last time it was nice to put, faces to names and be able to actually talk to people personally. A lot of people had a good experience with that. I've just got up on screen your critic column here and some of your opinion write-ups for RT, so people can see that you are at least legit. You are relatively wide. I didn't realize how widely published you were, actually.
Well, I've been doing it for about sort of 15 years or so. It's picked up in the last 5 years, well, since 2015, really. When I started doing a little bit more political stuff. But actually, if you go through my work as a whole, if you look at my printed reviews, I'm actually much more of an art reviewer and a book reviewer. I've also published two books, one of which is Culture, Identity Politics, and Cultural Entryism, and the other one is
Yes.
Iconoclasm, Identity Politics, and The Erasure of History.
I actually got those up here. I put them on screen as you mentioned them because I had those ready. But yeah, I know you were talking about bringing a couple of them to the event. I'll probably end up buying some myself because I've not had the chance to read it. And actually, I went to the National Gallery on Saturday for the first time ever. And I realized just how weak my art history was. It's not one of my specialist areas, so I do need to enhance that really, because it's something that does intrigue me, but I have no knowledge of it.
Well, it's a huge area. At the moment, I'm sort of I spend more time writing about art history, but because I write a weekly column for Bornbrook magazine, I like I get this. It comes out on a Tuesday, and I get this sort of homework feeling on a sort of Saturday or Sunday night. It's like, oh no, my deadline's coming up. I've really got to do something. What am I going to do this week? So they tend to be slightly more topical or relating culture to politics, those articles.
All right. Well, for those who have not read the update, there's an update on the website. It will be linked in the description along with your specific bio, which isn't out yet. I don't, it'd be weird going over an article I haven't written yet. But the theme of the event will be the next step from what we talked about last time, which is the next step from the community and localism, just coalescing of people we talked about in October last year. It's going to be how do we develop and grow? How do we develop leaders in specific subject areas and really help each other grow and develop and have this idea of this, again, quite lofty idea of this cultural vanguard within ourselves? that we can have these people with this specialist knowledge. Now, yours is art history and criticism, and you do a lot of your kind of more opinion-based or political stuff through that lens. It's having people who have all these different areas and these different kind of skill sets to come out and be able to empower and not in the gay Faustian word of that, but in the actual word of actually giving people knowledge and empowering them to see the world in a more realistic or a way they haven't thought before. It's, as I said, the lofty idea of the vanguard is the theme of the Nomos Birmingham event. What are
Yeah,
your
so
thoughts
yeah.
on that?
Well, yeah, obviously, this is it's a big question because there's always this question of, as with politics, it's sort of is it bottom up or top down, in terms of sort of leadership and ideas? Do you want to, the mass to provide your inspiration, to provide the sort of the backbone of your movement or your outlook? Is that where you're going to draw your art and your ethics from, or is it going to be something like that? What academic agent often says is it's sort of elite theory, it's imposed from the top down. And obviously that's obviously related to the idea of a vanguard. How is your vanguard going to be formed? And it raises the question of gatekeeping. And I'm relatively, I have mixed feelings about gatekeeping. I do think that you need to accept new ideas, to accept new ways of doing. You need to accept the top personnel, the most ambitious people. Although, of course, you've also got to be extremely careful about what their background is, what their principles are, and also what their, not so much what their private life is like, but what their the how their character is determined through their past actions. And I do think you do need a degree of gatekeeping also. So this is something that you have to balance. You can't be so insanely gatekeepy that you end up sort of turfing out genuine people just because you get a bit paranoid about them. But on the other hand, you do need to root out subversives or careerists who have no serious commitment to your movement.
It is a fine line, and at the moment I'd say the idea is let people turn up, but not everyone is necessarily going to be listened to equally, and that's the big thing, in that you will have people in these spaces. Like, me and Evelyn are running the event, and we are in charge of who is speaking. We'll be in charge of what's handed out, even to agree who can come to the event. Because I've warned people in basically all the emails, but this is a semi-formal event. You need to at least dress up, and I think that itself is a little bit of a. I find it's actually a good mode of gatekeeping, is to make people show up, buy a ticket for something, put on a shirt, act like a human being. That is the. It seems like a small thing, but a lot of people who aren't genuine actors, a lot of people who don't have commitment towards doing things, can't actually do that. So it's actually been a great filter, I think, for people. There was no one at the last event who I would consider, with maybe one exception of I got a couple of funny comments from somebody, but it was more of a slight ideological disagreement than it was with somebody being an entryist. Everyone there was universally, very happy and gelled quite well together, which I was very heartened to see. It's it.
Sorry, no, I agree that you do need to ask something. You do have to have like a minimum requirement, and sometimes that's obviously the cost of the ticket, or it's a dress code, or it's having some sort of level of engagement, prior engagement. And I think that is important because if you're going to be serious about this, you need to actually put your money where your mouth is. And I know that can be a bit tough for people who genuinely don't have any money at all to spare. But I think that it's important for, these initial meetings, these initial group forming sessions, the networking to happen at quite a serious level. And then, of course, there will be space and lots of enthusiasm to welcome people who want to make contributions later on.
Yeah, I think most people kind of get where we're coming from with that, which again, it's allowed me to take a little bit of a shortcut, I think, in upping the seriousness and the standard of what's being done to a slightly more complex degree, because the level of knowledge I encountered at the first event was very, very heartening. I was very heartened by that. So this is a little bit more grandiose in scope, I would say, and a little bit more reaching in its ideas, and that's where we're going for this idea of the intellectual vanguard of the right, which again sounds kind of ridiculous and lofty, but it really is something that needs to happen and be formed, and people need to get out of that mindset that it is in some way in, quote unquote, cringe. But anyway, is there anything that you would like to shill, or any other questions that you have for me about the event that other people might have? Anything you're unsure of that I could possibly educate the people who are watching this? Because I sometimes I don't think of these things, so.
Well, I think it is pretty clear that we're all going to be speaking on the same day, and that there's going to be lots of informal meetings, and I should be bringing books to sell and sign, and you'll just have a chance to meet everyone, and everyone's a sort of quite a friendly crowd as well, and I think it's going to be great fun. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really sorry that I missed the first event, but circumstances intervened.
Oh no, it's okay. That was a bit more of a standard piss up, to be honest. It was more getting people used to each other. Where can we find you then? Where's the best place that people can find you online if they're curious?
The best place to find me online is if you go to alexanderadamsart.wordpress.com. That's a website where a lot of my articles are posted, and there are a lot of links there. Otherwise, you can follow me on Twitter. I don't actually
Yes.
do anything on Twitter, but I'm sort of linked in various posts whenever an article goes up in Bournebrook. If you're subscribed to me, you'll see it come up in your notifications. I am at Adams Artist.
Yes, I've got that up, and I've also got your alexanderadams.wordpress up from there. Although I accidentally flashed up our DMs, but it's just basically me putting you in the server, so it's very obvious.
Yes.
There's nothing really revealed there, no secrets. Well, thank you for talking to me today. Thank you for agreeing to speak at the event, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say. And I do look forward to interviewing our next two speakers. The next speaker, I think, will be SD Wicket. Next week, I'm hoping to put one of these up every single Saturday. Tech problems permitting. We'll see. That does seem to happen sometimes with hosting your own website. But I'll see you guys next time.